relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the 45th president and commander-in-chief of the United States, Donald J. Trump. One hopes that in times like this, everybody pays attention to the president when he gives an address from the Oval Office seated at the Resolute Desk. A room that is very familiar to me because I was blessed to serve in the White House. But even if you didn't miss the president's address yesterday evening, I'm going to replay a portion of it now because it will set the tone for this nation for months to come. However many people are infected, however many people contract and perhaps even die of the Wuhan virus, and yes, it is a Chinese virus that originated in Wuhan province, even if it's only a handful more of those who have already succumbed to it. Everything has changed, and the president's address sets the tone. So please bear with me and pay attention to the words of our president.
My fellow Americans, tonight I want to speak with you about our nation's unprecedented response to the coronavirus outbreak that started in China and is now spreading throughout the world. Today, the World Health Organization officially announced that this is a global pandemic. We have been in frequent contact with our allies, and we are marshaling the full power of the federal government and the private sector to protect the American people. This is the most aggressive and comprehensive effort to confront a foreign virus in modern history. I am confident that by counting and continuing to take these tough measures, we will significantly reduce the threat to our citizens, and we will ultimately and expeditiously defeat this virus. From the beginning of time, nations and people have faced unforeseen challenges, including large-scale and very dangerous health threats. This is the way it always was and always will be. It only matters how you respond, and we are responding with great speed and professionalism. Our team is the best anywhere in the world. At the very start of the outbreak, we instituted sweeping travel restrictions on China and put in place the first federally mandated quarantine in over 50 years. We declared a public health emergency and issued the highest level of travel warning on other countries as the virus spread its horrible infection. And taking early, intense action, we have seen dramatically fewer cases of the virus in the United States than are now present in Europe. The European Union failed to take the same precautions and restrict travel from China and other hotspots. As a result, a large number of new clusters in the United States were seeded by travelers from Europe. After consulting with our top government health professionals, I have decided to take several strong but necessary actions to protect the health and well-being of all Americans. To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing. These restrictions will also not apply to the United Kingdom. At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea, and as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings that are currently in place for a possible early opening. Earlier this week, I met with the leaders of health insurance industry who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing. We are cutting massive amounts of red tape to make antiviral therapies available in record time. These treatments will significantly reduce the impact and reach of the virus. Additionally, last week I signed into law an $8.3 billion funding bill to help CDC and other government agencies fight the virus and support vaccines, treatments, and distribution of medical supplies. Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly. The vast majority of Americans, the risk is very, very low. Young and healthy people can expect to recover fully and quickly if they should get the virus. The highest risk is for elderly population with underlying health conditions. The elderly population must be very, very careful. In particular, we are strongly advising that nursing homes for the elderly suspend all medically unnecessary visits. In general, older Americans should also avoid non-essential travel in crowded areas. My administration is coordinating directly with communities with largest outbreaks, and we have issued guidance on school closures, social distancing, and reducing large gatherings. Smart action today will prevent the spread of the virus tomorrow. Every community faces different risks, and it is critical for you to follow the guidelines of your local officials who are working closely with our federal health experts, and they are the best. For all Americans, it is essential that everyone take extra precautions and practice good hygiene. Each of us has a role to play in defeating this virus. Wash your hands, clean often used surfaces, cover your face and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home.
That was the opening half of the president's address from the Oval Office yesterday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We will play more of it later during our three-hour show. But I want you to be very clear on one thing. 72 years ago today, President Harry S. Truman launched the Truman Declaration. The Truman Declaration was his formulation of a doctrine that would shape our nation's future for decades. He was a wartime president, even though it was 1948. It was the Cold War. Donald John Trump is now a wartime president. He's not at war with those who wish to invade our country. He's not at war with those who wish to fly jet liners into skyscrapers in Manhattan or into government buildings in Washington, D.C. He is at war with two forces. One is unbridled hysteria. The second, related one, is a group of people who see in this virus that is less deadly than the swine flu, less deadly than the common flu, a political weapon to undermine the will of the American people and the President of the United States. The President took the right actions yesterday with his travel ban, with his decisions regarding various aspects of health care provision in this country. But the threat remains of those who wish to steal your political liberty from you under the guise of regular politics. We will not let them. I am Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Thank you kindly to JR, who texted me on our patriotmobile.com text line to remind me of today's anniversary, the launch of President Truman's Truman Doctrine 72 years ago, which allowed me to leverage that in our monologue. Thank you also to all of you who've donated to our Food for the Poor campaign that is feeding the starving children in Guatemala. Let's put everything in perspective for a moment. Let's go back to the good book. Remember what our Lord and Savior told us about priorities in life. You can't take it with you. Remember the story from the Gospel of Mark of that poor widow who had nothing else except two small copper coins and dropped them in the treasury in the temple. Remember what Jesus himself said in chapter 19 of the Gospel of Matthew. Some children were brought to Christ so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And then the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, "Let the children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." You can follow that call. You can take up that banner. How? We'll be fine in America. We will survive. But there's some children south of the border who won't. But you might be able to help right now with just a few clicks of your mouse. Please go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. $80 may be a lot of money for you, or may not be a lot of money for you. Through Food for the Poor, $80 will provide sustenance and clean water for a child for a whole year. That is what we are called to do, help others. And this is how you can be a modern missionary. Go to sebgorka.com, click on the Feed the Starving Families banner, or call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Make a difference today. Say thank you by blessing others. I thank you, and the children you will be saving will thank you forever. Our first guest of the day here on America First is a personal friend of mine, former colleague, a man who knows more about the Washington swamp than most. He is Washington political editor for the most influential website in the world when it comes to conservative politics. He is Matthew Boyle of Breitbart.com. Tag him on Twitter, mboyle1. He is practicing, what is it called, social distancing. He's not in the studio right now. He has escaped to some undisclosed location. Matt Boyle, how are you?
Doing well, Dr. Gorka. How are you?
I am well, but I declared in my monologue a few minutes ago that the president is now a wartime president. He's not at war with the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus. We will defeat that threat, which is significantly less of a danger than the prior swine flu, H1N1, or even the regular flu. He's at war with hysteria, and this is why I want you to comment here, he is at war, Matt Boyle, as far as I'm concerned, with those in this country in very high places on the left who wish to use this current situation as a political weapon. Give us Matt Boyle's take of the current situation in America.
This is, first off, Dr. Gorka, this is clearly a public health crisis, right? Like this virus, which, by the way, it's factually accurate to state that it is a foreign virus because it came from communist China, which lied about it and covered up the facts about it and covered up cases. They silenced and killed whistleblowers and whistleblower doctors who were trying to speak out against it and nurses. This is a product of the failures of communist China, and it has spread around the world and here to the United States. We have many cases here in the United States, and we're still trying to figure out a vaccine. We're trying to get testing figured out and so on and so forth. I know our government is working on all that stuff, but what President Trump needs, and while this is all happening, while you've got the public health side of the crisis, you also have an economic and financial crisis. You see what's happening in the markets. You see what's happening in the Dow. They hit a bear market for the first time in 11 years just yesterday. So this is a financial, economic, as well as a public health crisis. It's also a political crisis. You've got members of Congress in self-quarantine after having come in contact with people either at CPAC or in other places.
We're going to have one on the show momentarily. Congressman Doug Collins will be with us by telephone as well.
Exactly. And so you've got these three intertwined crises. And President Trump needs help from the members of the Democrat Party who control the majority in the House to address these underlying crises, whether it be the public health crisis, the financial crisis, or the political crisis. And instead, Nancy Pelosi is trying to pack this bill up with things to push the left's abortion agenda. What does abortion have to do with fighting a coronavirus? I will fight the left on their abortion anti-life agenda any day, but today isn't the day to do that stuff. Today's the day that the country needs to come together and stand up against this invisible enemy, which is coronavirus and the panic that it's caused. And this is not a time for day-to-day politics. Yet Joe Biden, the Democrat frontrunner for president and likely Democrat nominee, goes out there and does a speech attacking President Trump, playing politics with this whole thing, and then accusing the president of xenophobia for correctly and accurately calling the virus a foreign virus, and again, it came from communist China. And President Trump has now issued a travel ban on Europe, as well as the one that we had on China before, and in an effort to try to stem the cases. And the nation's top doctor, Dr. Fauci, has been out there saying that a travel ban from Europe, because that's where many of these latest cases are coming from here in the United States, will significantly help public health officials get this under control. So it's not the time for politics, and the fact that the Democrats are willing to do that just kind of reveals their true character. They need to knock it off and get to work. And look, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has canceled the upcoming Senate recess. Pelosi has still yet to cancel the House recess that's scheduled to start next week, or actually at the end of this week. And so the hope is that Congress will cancel the recesses, they'll drop their political nonsense agendas, they'll knock it off, and they'll start trying to help the American worker and the American family get through this crisis, both from a public health perspective and an economic perspective, and help our political leaders. There's now cases on Capitol Hill. There's at least one Senate staffer, there might be more, I don't know, that has tested positive for this, and there's staffers at like federal agencies, like the Securities and Exchange Commission, and so on and so forth. So they have to deal with these various crises: the economic and financial crisis, the political crisis, and most importantly, the public health crisis. And it's time for the Democrats to come to the table and work with the president and the Republicans on trying to solve this problem rather than playing politics.
That was masterful. Matt Boyle is on a roll. I asked one question, and we're out of time in this segment. He is on fire, but there's a reason why he is the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Back with the one and only Matthew Boyle here on America First after these messages. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the Battle for 1600.
Who should we trust?
Well, I absolutely trust Dr. Fauci. I trust the career officials at the Centers for Disease Control. But I worry that they are being muzzled by the president. They're being forced to soft pedal their advice. When you have a crisis like this, the deep state is what fights the crisis like this. It's the men and women who are permanent government servants. They're great people, great scientists, great public servants. They need to be turned loose to solve this problem, not distrusted and sidelined.
The deep state needs to be turned loose. Who said that? That's an individual called Ronald or Ron Klain, who was Obama's Ebola czar. What were his qualifications for being Ebola czar? Oh, well, interesting, isn't it? He was Joe Biden's chief of staff, and he loves the deep state. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back with Breitbart.com's Washington political editor, Matt Boyle. How does this affect politics in the next 235 days? We have the debate, the DNC debate has moved from Washington, D.C. out west. Is this going to make things easier or tougher when it comes to picking a candidate? And what is your prognostication for what this means when it comes to the general, Matt Boyle?
Well, look, in the primary, it's pretty much Joe Biden's already. Bernie's on his last legs at this stage. That being said, in a general election, the long-term profound what we've seen in the market so far is only the very, very, very beginning of the beginning of the preseason, if you will, of what's going to happen with this whole thing and its effects on the economy long term. And this is why it's important that the Democrats up on Capitol Hill knock it off and stop playing politics with the coronavirus crisis and the economic side of it in particular, because look, you see all these different sports, MLB, NHL, NBA have all indefinitely suspended their seasons or the starts of their seasons. You see no games at live audiences at March Madness, NCAA games. It's not just the ticket sales for these things, okay? There are tens of thousands of jobs that are connected in with these things. People that sell hot dogs and beers and Cokes and whatever at the stadiums, people that park cars, people that, taxi drivers, restaurants connected to these places. There is an intricate, big economy here that is affected by the coronavirus thing, the travel markets, et cetera, the hospitality industry. There's going to be a lot of different things that are affected by this. And the Democrats right now are trying to keep money out of people's pockets. The Republicans on Capitol Hill and President Trump are ready to do a payroll tax cut. That means when you get your paycheck, everybody with your paycheck, it takes out the Social Security. What the payroll tax holiday would do, what President Trump wants to do, is to stop taking that money out, at least until we get through this mess, through this nightmare. And then that means it's like a 6% raise for everybody. And it starts immediately. So that your next paycheck, you're going to get a huge bump in your pay if President Trump is able to do this. That's money that people can do, that they can use to spend on things like groceries, on things like making sure that they're protecting themselves and preparing for the long term, on changes to their lifestyles, so on and so forth, that they're going to have to make over the course of this crisis. So, again, with the Democrats continuing to play politics here, I think that this will probably catch up with them in the general election. If it becomes clear to the American voter that they could have had money to buy extra canned goods or extra water or extra toilet paper or whatever. We see people buying toilet paper in the stores around the country.
Yes.
And the Democrats were the reason why they couldn't buy that extra stuff at this stage. That's going to hurt the Democrats big time politically in the next election, which is why, honestly, I hope that the Democrats just cut the nonsense and step forward and try to work with President Trump.
You've asked them at least four times already in our two segments to cut it out, but they're not going to. Their initial reaction has already been more centralization of power, new agencies, and more money available to them to squander on their own pork interests. Nothing changes in this city. We have been talking to Matt Boyle. Tag him on Twitter. We need him back on the field of battle. MBoyle1. Keep doing what you do and check out his writings every day at Breitbart.com, the most influential conservative news source in the world, Breitbart.com. My friends, we're going to take your calls next here on America First. You know the number, 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Talking of phone numbers, have you moved your phone line to patriotmobile.com? You should, because if you're a conservative and you're tied into the big ones like Verizon, Sprint, AT&T, every time you make a call, every time you text, you are funding things that you hate. The big companies provide funding donations from your accounts to Planned Parenthood, to gun control groups. Go with PatriotMobile.com, the only provider that supports things that you love, such as securing the border, pro-life, and the Second Amendment. Go right now to patriotmobile.com/GORKA or call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get a free Motorola Moto Z3 Play when you add from 1 to 4 lines right now. You can take your old number with you, and they'll give you another free gift. Go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's patriotmobile.com/GORKA. This year, above all others, we need to stick together.
Can't get enough of Dr. G? Want exclusive access? Unique content? Join Gorka's cabinet today. Go to SebGorka.com.
You heard the man, SebGorka.com. Join my cabinet for exclusive content and this show all 3 hours without commercial breaks. SebGorka.com, SebGorka.com, and click on the very cool eagle, Gorka's cabinet. And don't forget, as long as you're listening to this show and you use my name, our good buddy Mike Lindell is offering you 60% off his incredible products at MyPillow.com. Just use my name. Call 800-829-8468, 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com, for all of his incredible products, including the pillow I and the president lay my head on every night. They're that good. Mr. G, are you there in your self-isolated, quarantined little glass cubicle?
self-distancing, right?
Social distancing.
Oh, social distancing.
Self-quarantining, social distance. Get it right. Get the language of hysteria right. I need a sports update because I know nothing about American sports. So what's been canceled in America as a result of the hysteria?
I just checked it 5 minutes ago. Probably new things. But no, Major League Baseball now, they've canceled spring training. They're pushing off the start of the season for a couple of weeks. Last night, as I told you, the NBA, they suspended the season.
And what about the NFL?
The NFL, that's in September. That doesn't start till then. But okay. they might want to get out ahead of it. They might actually start canceling things now. But the other
what is your reaction? You're a sports guy. What is Mr. G's reaction?
Here's what I don't get too. It's total overreaction. The NHL, which is the hockey league, which basically plays in a hazmat suit, they have just canceled.
Don't viruses hate the cold?
Yeah, exactly. They play
on ice.
Yes, they're fully clothed except for the face, and they are canceling.
Did you see the video, guys? Thank you, Mr. G. There's a video I reposted of AOC giving a little impromptu presser where she said, and the most important thing is not to touch your face. And then you watch the video, and she touches her face 9 times. I counted it. 9 times. That's how smart Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is. Don't touch your face. She touches her face 9 times. Thank you, Mr. G. Let's go to Sam the Liberal is on the line from Pittsburgh, line 3. Welcome, Sam.
What's up, Sebastian?
What's up? The sun is up. It's a beautiful day.
So I know you're downplaying the virus.
And no, I'm not downplaying the virus. I'm being factual about it. Start with the facts, please.
Which doctors and scientists have you had on your show to provide facts?
Dr. Mark Siegel, who is from NYU's Epidemiology Institute. Who else would you like?
I thought the people who go to college were elitist pieces of crap. Why have somebody
when have I ever said that, Sam? I have a PhD. When have I ever said, Sam, just shut up for a second, you absolute twit. When have I called people who go to college morons? Sam, give me the time and the place I said that, or get off my show.
Are you ready to listen?
No, because you can't tell me, can you? Because you're a flake. You're a liar. You're a propagandist. Go to hell, Sam. Go to hell. But in the meantime, I love that he listens to the show. It's just too funny. Let's go to Jeff in Pittsburgh as well. Are you right next to Sam, Jeff?
I apologize. He does not represent Pittsburgh.
I don't even think he's from Pittsburgh. I think it's Desinformatia. I think it's Maskirovka.
I think he was grafted in from California. I don't know.
What brings you to our show, Jeff?
I don't hear anybody talking about Iran ranking third for the largest amount of infections and how that
it's
happened.
Incredible.
And I have a theory if you want to hear it, you know.
Yeah, well, let's look at the numbers now. The numbers are population of almost 85 million, so it's like a decent-sized European country. According to their figures, and who knows how much of that is, you know, underreported.
But here's where I have a problem with that, Seb, is because – you know, I travel abroad, and I can understand Italy, France, and Spain in
yes.
a tourist location with the Chinese population going
right.
to see these locations. But they're not going to Iran for a holiday. So my theory is they have Chinese businessmen that's been going in and out of Iran doing black market trade deals on wares.
It's not a theory. It's a fact. After we relaunched swindling sanctions on the Iranian regime, one of the last places that they could actually fly to and do business with was China. It's not a theory. You nailed it.
And actually, but no one's talking about that because that even goes to show how much we can't trust China because they're undermining our sanctions.
Yeah. Of course they are. They're a communist state. But look at the figures. It's stunning. 84, 85 million people. They've got, according to their reporting, 7,000 cases of the corona Wuhan virus with at least 240 dead.
John Hopkins has them at 10,000 current to date.
Yeah, that's John Hopkins. This is just the official stats that are coming out of Iran. Fascinating. This is where it's no longer conspiracy theories. 70 members of parliament. Excuse me, that's state to state relations.
They're blaming Trump.
What?
the Ayatollahs have already come out and said they're blaming Trump for this.
Of course. I'm sure next it's going to be Israel. I'm sure it's going to be the Zionist hordes and the cigar-smoking capitalist pigs in New York and Washington, D.C. Jeff, you nailed it. Nobody's talking about it because that's real news, how China and Iran are hotbeds of this disease, and how the third country is Italy. Why? For the reasons you mentioned. Travel, open borders, lack of control over migration. Jeff, have you called before?
I called one time briefly, but I really thank God that there's a voice of your magnitude out defending us and trying to save our republic.
Well, that's very kind. You've got a pretty cool voice yourself. Are you going to come to Priory Hall this Saturday for our big MAGA party in Pittsburgh?
I didn't know about it, but...
Dude, you're not listening to the show every day then. Busted! Priory Hall, Saturday night. Come join us. It's going to be the big MAGA 2020 party. Women for Trump, myself, Katie Hopkins, will repost the Eventbrite link right now on my Twitter feed, my Facebook feed. Love to see you, Jeff, and your loved ones at that party this Saturday night, because we're not afraid. And stay on the line, Jeff. Because I think even if we haven't given you one already, or we have, you deserve another book from our collection here, The War for America, Soul Defeating Jihad, and Why We Fight. Great calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Where are we? We are almost at the end of the first hour. It's outrageous! But we are wherever we are. Whatever time it is, we are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. I am so grateful to Pete and Seth Talbot, because this pain relief product actually works. I've never endorsed anything else that has anything to do with pain relief. But this is so easy to do because it's real and I am pain-free. First, it was my back pain that had plagued me for 9 years. I only picked it up every time I knelt down at church on Sunday, and then it hit me. I started taking Relief Factor 2 weeks later. It was gone, and that was 14 months ago. Then, after my silly little accident and I had to have my knee drilled to reattach my quadriceps, I stopped taking regular painkillers after 10 days after my operation. Why? Because I didn't need them, because Relief Factor is enough. Find if it works for you as well as it works for me by just ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for $19.95. It's less than a dollar a day. Isn't it worth it to you to find out if you could be pain-free for less than a dollar a day? It was to me. Don't hesitate. You deserve it. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Couple of lines open. Oh, Leonardo is back. One line open. Guys, come on. Let's hear your voices here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Yes, indeed. Food for the Poor. Thank you for all your donations. Keep giving. This is the time to do it. Let's show how blessed a nation we are. If you're liking what you hear, I will be joining Trish Regan, opening her show tonight, 8 p.m. on the Fox Business Network. The woman who so judiciously observed 3 days ago that the Wuhan virus is simply impeachment 2.0. What a great lady Trish Regan is. And then tonight, I'll be with the master himself, John Batchelor, 10 to 1, no, 9 to 1 a.m. I think he has 4 hours now on WABC. So Trish Regan, Fox Business at 8, and then tonight, the John Batchelor Show, where all good radio is heard. Let's go to, oh my gosh, the call board is full. Doug, Debbie, Robert, Leonardo, and Rizwan. Let's talk to our buddy Leonardo in New Jersey. Line 4, welcome back, my friend.
Dr. Gorka, my prayers are with you for a speedy recovery so that you have a really strong knee so that you could kick your nemesis in the press corps there, James Abilio Acosta. He's calling our president names again. And the whole point is that our president has been so presidential. Don't realize he actually has a personality and a sense of humor in this time of crisis.
He does. I'm out of time when it comes. We're going to play that audio. So what Leonardo's talking about is unbelievable. What Abilio Jim Acosta, who's ashamed of his Hispanic Cuban heritage, he's not born Jim, he's born Abilio. He actually said the president had a deep, deep, deep plot yesterday to call this a foreign virus because, as you know, Stephen Miller is his close advisor and he hates foreigners. I mean, that's insanity. Is that, that's their reaction, Leonardo?
Seb, if you get a chance, dig up the Cardi B audio if you want to hear hysteria.
Which one? There's so many of hers. Which one? The one about taxes?
About the virus. It's only 24 hours old. Your guys will find it. It's hilarious. It's unbelievable.
You should work in radio. He's giving us audio clip advice. Fabulous, my friend. Keep doing what you do in New Jersey. Keep those Republican fires burning. New Jersey is possible. We can do it anywhere after 2016. The old rule book is broken. God bless you. Everybody else, don't go anywhere. I'm going to break my rules. We're going to have Congressman Doug Collins, who is in self-imposed isolation. We're going to have former SEAL, special FBI agent, U.S. What was he? An air marshal as well. Who's done those three things in one lifetime? That's incredible. Jonathan Gillum will be with us, guest host for Sean Hannity. And as always, with our West Coast update on the insanity that's occurring in California, the one and only Jennifer Horn. And you, my friends, on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-33-4675. And I promise we'll take some of your calls at the top of the next hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you know what I request of you. Don't touch that dial.